USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials say the worst is still ahead of us as the U.S. combats the coronavirus pandemic. The most important thing is to not panic, according to the top federal infectious disease expert.
We're going to continue to see an escalation. We should hope that within a week, maybe a little bit more, we'll start to see a flattening out of the curve and coming down.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says until that time, we're continuing to work to contain it.
I will not say we have it under control. That would be a false statement. We are struggling to get it under control.
Fauci, on CBS's Face the Nation, says the epidemic will be felt for a long time.
As we get into next season, we may see the beginning of a resurgence, and that's the reason why we're pushing so hard in getting our preparedness much better than it was.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
New York remains a top coronavirus hotspot, the epicenter in the U.S. There is now a race to get them and other cities the medical supplies they need in time. While the overall death toll continues to rise in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo said there was a positive sign in the newest numbers as he looked at the daily rate of deaths.
The number of deaths over the past few days has been dropping. For the first time.
Recent ICU admissions were also down, but he strongly cautioned reading anything into that.
It's very hard to plan when these models shift all the time.
He says what they don't know is what happens when the apex is finally reached. The ACLU is now seeking an injunction to block part of Puerto Rico's nightly curfew rules, seeking to slow the spread of the coronavirus. They say some of the restrictions are unconstitutional. People cannot be on the streets in Puerto Rico from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Thousands of U.S. employers are tapping a key provision in the coronavirus relief package. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
U.S. small businesses have applied for over $5.4 billion in coronavirus relief loans. In a statement, Small Business Administration officials say more than 17,000 companies with 500 workers or less have applied through their local banks for those SBA-backed loans. It's designed to help companies meet payroll. It's part of the $2.2 trillion stimulus package signed by President Trump in late March. Companies that don't end up laying off or firing employees will then have that debt forgiven. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new poll shows changes in the race for the White House, and USA's John Hunt has the results.
Former Vice President Joe Biden now leads President Donald Trump in the latest Grinnell College national poll. The poll shows Biden garnering 47% support to Trump's 43. The poll also measured a hypothetical head-to-head contest between Trump and Bernie Sanders. Trump leads Sanders 44% to 43. Of those who identify as a Biden supporter in a head-to-head matchup with Trump, 55% said their mind is made up. 43% said they could be persuaded to support a different candidate. 82% of self-identified Trump supporters say their mind is made up on who they'll support in the general election, with just 17% saying they could be persuaded to vote for someone else.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.